This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits, where God takes your passion and uses it to further His kingdom. And nope, this isn't Robbie Dillmore again. My name's Ann Ault, and as some of you know, Robbie has another show called Christian Car Guy. And I'm part of the Christian Car Guy Theater. I used to do characters for Adventures in Odyssey years ago, so I've had so much fun being part of the Christian Car Guy team. Robbie and I started Christian Car Guy Theater in 2015 with just the two of us, and now we have this most wonderful group of actors who all donate their time, and we just finished our 45th episode. So don't despise the day. It's small beginnings, and we're going to talk about that a lot, I'm sure, today. And you're going to love my guests. But I'm going to just say a few things I'm feeling led to say to encourage you out there. You know, the Lord leads us step by step, doesn't He? Including this morning, due to some complications, not catastrophes, just complications. I was not able to drive to the Truth Network studio in North Carolina to do this interview, so I'm actually interviewing my guest today from my home in North Carolina to her home in California. And as I said to my guest, Pat Boone, last week, blessed are the flexible, for they shall be stretched. And boy, isn't that the truth. And let me just share these thoughts with you as a basis for our interview, because before I introduce my guest, you are just going to love her and all that she has to share, which will inspire you in your kingdom pursuit. But I felt to share that God does take us through all sorts of experiences and all the seasons of our lives to lead us, to teach us. I have to remind myself a lot to embrace the process and not get ahead of the Lord. A friend of mine says you got to find out what ain't before you find out what is. We got to go through it to get to it, but we have to find out what works and what doesn't work in our lives, and that's a process, and it takes time to understand what God is showing us, what we're supposed to hold on to and what we let go of, you know. It's like there's a reason for each season of our lives. It's a learning process, and it does not happen overnight. Anybody notice that? The Lord tells us that when we go to the right or left, He says, this is the way, walk in it. But sometimes it's just trial and error. I love the Kierkegaard quote, life can only be understood backward. Unfortunately, it has to be lived forward. But, you know, I think Hebrews 12:11 is for the bride of Christ today, His followers. Hebrews 12:11 says that the instruction of the Lord for the present isn't joyful, but sorrowful. But afterwards, when you go through all that learning, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who are, what, exercised thereby. So it's His instruction, or His, the tough times we go through, it's not joyful but sorrowful. But afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who are exercised thereby. I think God is exercising His flabby bride. I personally feel like I've been in God's boot camp for His warrior bride the past few years, but it's all good. It's all for good. God doesn't waste a thing. I always say, if you're confused, think how the enemy feels. And we're going to talk about her journey with our most special guest today. I know she is going to encourage you in the hopes and dreams of your lives as she shares about her journey with the Lord, as He led her one step at a time into the most amazing career as a model, actress, writer, speaker. She's a producer and director, filmmaker, not to mention she's the wife of a wonderful man, a pastor named Larry Myers. And I'm just going to give you a thumbnail sketch of her life, and then we'll go into the details and adventures of it all with her. But early in her career, Nancy Stafford, that is her name, was a journalism graduate from the University of Florida and a former Miss Florida in the Miss America pageant. and then she was a Ford model in New York City. But Nancy Stafford is still known to millions as Andy Griffith's law partner on TV's Matlock. I love that show. But in addition to 5 years of Matlock, she was a series regular on NBC, Emmy Award-winning Saint, Elsewhere, and other well-known shows. And she hosted several other TV shows. But her upcoming films include the romantic comedy, which I cannot wait to see, First Lady, and she plays the First Lady and is up for awards for that film. So many other marvelous films, especially wonderful Hallmark movies like Christmas with a capital C, which I just loved, and many others such as Heritage Falls, Heaven Bound, and the list goes on. In addition to all that, as a producer and screenwriter, she co-produced and co-wrote, co-starred in the TV pilot Generation 4.0, and is in development with other TV projects and feature films. Her directing debut is a feature film called Damaged Goods, and she's the author of two wonderful books, which you'll be able to see on her website. I mean, literally, I could take all day about the fact that she's a popular speaker for conferences and a consummate motivator and encourager to others in their lives and dreams. In addition to all that, she's just one of the nicest people. True blue sister in the Lord. Now, in order to actually hear her voice, I am hoping anyway, just got so sorry. Fashion and uses it to further his kingdom. Is Nancy Stafford there?
Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
How fun is this today? We are live from the Men's Summit we have here in Cornersville, North Carolina. So if you're anywhere in the area, we've still got plenty of time for you to come join us. There's going to be a lunch served here at 12, and I think it goes on till 3 o'clock. We are, if you're wanting to put it in your GPS, at 1130 North Main Street in Cornersville, North Carolina. Zip code is 27284, and we have heard from several of the speakers on the Christian Car Guy show. But I want to remind you who all's coming if you hadn't heard that show. Nikita Koloff, Benji Kelly, Tim Worley, Dave Reaver, and Pastor Michael Thomas with Love and Faith. And speaking of Pastor Michael Thomas with Love and Faith, we have Jerome here, who is Jerome Good, who's with the men ministry there at Love and Faith. And so you've had a chance to do this a few years, and tell us about your ministry a little bit, how God put that on your heart. You said you've been doing it for 20-some-odd years?
Well, no, I've been in Love and Faith as a member for 24 years. And I've been over the men's ministry for the last 3 years. So God just put a passion on my heart to start cultivating males into men. Because
really?
That was something that was missing in the body of Christ. So that's where he has led me to work with men and the young men.
Well, there you go. And we want to give you a chance to win today on Kingdom Pursuits. So speaking of men, most men in restrooms are stand-up guys. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, Rachel, but they really are.
Should be.
And men are like steel because they tend to get weaker when they lose their temper.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought about that? Or too much light and you have to call in the drapery men, Kurt and Rod. Mm-hmm. Well, we have to say at least one groaner in there, you know, in order to make it all work. Usually I like my music, but it's okay.
Okay.
When Jesus's men went fishing, here comes the actual question, if you can call in today and guess this. When Jesus's men went fishing after the resurrection and thought they saw Jesus on the beach, what was the catch? If you can answer that.
I'm ready.
You're on, Ann.
Okie dokie. Hi, everybody. I am so, so sorry. This is going to make Robbie very happy, I'm sure. But, you know, what a shame. It's sort of ironic that I was talking about, you know, blessed are the flexible, for they shall be stretched. And then I'm tested in that right away. I am so, so sorry, and I'm particularly sorry because I was so looking forward to interviewing Nancy, and we've been able to do this before, and not quite sure, you know, why we couldn't do this now. But you know, there's a reason for a season, and there are reasons for things. She's such a marvelous person. I can at least say that, and tell you to get her books. You know, her books are they sound like a marvelous books, and I'm just looking to see the title right, and the best-selling books are The Wonder of His Love, A Journey into the Heart of God, and Beth Moore said this book was like a warm embrace from God himself, and the other book is Beauty by the Book, Being Yourself as God Sees You. I know Nancy has many things I wish she could share. We might... maybe we should try going me in one segment and then try that, Keith. Maybe that might work. Me in one segment and then the next segment, Nancy, and just talking about some of the questions I was going to ask her was, you know, to tell about First Lady. Be sure to see that when that comes out. Support that film. And how has she handled the ups and downs of a show business career, including things like this? She's done so much. Such a variety of things, from writing books to conference speaking. Seems like courageous steps she's taken. And ironically, her husband, Larry Myers, has been married, they've been married 30 years, and he helped establish the original Vineyard Christian Fellowship in L.A. when I first started attending there in 1977, before I attended Hollywood Press and Lloyd Ogilvy, but it was a couple of years later that I brought a Jewish friend of mine visiting from New York City to the Vineyard. Ken Bellickson was preaching that day, and my friend gave his life to Yeshua, Jesus, my friend Marty Getz. And if you've never heard his music, it's marvelous, you know. And I would see you and I would see Nancy and Larry occasionally over the years at different events. So she's done so much. So be sure to look at her books and look up her website. I'm not sure she'll be able to come back on the show, and I am just deeply disappointed that we can't do this. But that's life, and just what I was saying, it's amazing how, you know, as I said, if you're confused, think how the enemy feels. So I'm just trusting God even in this. But her website, again, is www.nancystafford.com, and she's just such a joy, and you will get a lot of that from her website and from her books. You know, again, The Wonder of His Love, A Journey into the Heart of God, and Beauty by the Book, Seeing Yourself as God Sees You. But this First Lady film coming out sounds just hysterical. I mean, it sounds wonderful. And it's a romantic comedy, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Nancy and I, you know, ran into each other quite a bit in Hollywood, and when I had a career myself, it's interesting. I felt led by God to come out here. I might as well just talk about some of my book and my experiences. But I felt to come out here in December of 2010. God gave me so many confirmations about that, and from Hollywood to North Carolina. And I had quite a few adventures, and I wrote a book, and I'll tell you all about it on the other side. I wish maybe there'd be a way if I would hang up, Keith, you can let me know over the break, and Nancy could get on and talk about the things I'm talking about. Okay, sweetie. God bless you, and see you next time.
Robbie Dillmore here, and you know, I've developed a real soft spot for MyPillow. And if you've been waiting for the lowest price ever offered on MyPillow, it's arrived. With their patented interlock fill system, American made, guaranteed not to go flat, and believe me, I've had mine for over 5 years now and it hasn't. Fully machine washable, 6-day money back guarantee, and a simple 4-question filling process. Right now, get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.99. That's right, only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Dial 1-800-942-9613 or use the promo code GETTRUTH at MyPillow.com. You too could have a soft spot for MyPillow at only $34.99 a pillow. $69.98 for two. Call 800-942-9613 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget, use that promo code GETTRUTH.
God takes your passion to use it to further his kingdom. And I, as those of you that have listened, have learned that we've had a bit of a predicament here. But hey, we are overcomers. And so what I'm going to do is, apparently both of us cannot be on the air at the same time since, you know, whatever. So the bottom line is, I'm going to get off the air and let Nancy talk. And the questions that I'd love for her to do, I mean, I've given you, hopefully you have heard all of that, all of her amazing exploits and all the things God has done through her life. And the fact that she was on Matlock, the fact of her two books, and that she's a conference speaker. So I'm going to get off. And Nancy, I'm going to ask you to tell us, is it fun working with Andy Griffith? You know, tell us about First Lady. Tell us about what you've been through with, I know you've had this recent thing with Larry in terms of faith building and tough season. So I'm going to get off the phone, and you just talk about whatever you want to share with others your story and encourage them in their dreams. Bless you, love you, and you talk.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi there. Well, hello, everyone. This is Nancy Stafford, and this is probably the most unusual talk show interview you all have ever heard. So that's what I love, as Ann said earlier, about the beauty of flexibility. That's just the way we roll. And it's really true in all of our lives, isn't it? As she said, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself, but also kind of a little bit about even some of my most recent struggles that I think this interview this morning is just sort of a slight example, a very minor example of it. It's kind of things that you and I go through every single day, but thank goodness that we have the Lord as the anchor to our hope, isn't it? I've been an actor for 150 years, 30 years. Series regular on 6 TV series, tons of guest starring roles. In recent years, though, probably the last 10 years or more, I started turning down a lot of work. God called me to secular marketplace, and I love it. But, you know, as many of you are flipping the channel because you just can't find something that doesn't offend your sensibilities or totally come against your Christian faith and your values, I was running into the same problem as an actor. So I just kept turning down work until agents began to fire me, which, you know, technically doesn't happen because agents work for the actor, not the other way around. And they would say, you don't want to work. And I'd say, you have no idea how much I want to work. I just don't want that work. So I got fired and I would go to the next agent until, you know, telling them, explaining to them my boundaries and my parameters. But little by little, as we have all seen the culture grow darker, I just want to encourage you because I am doing a number of faith and family films now, and you have seen many of them, and thank you, audience, for supporting so many of those movies. And that is really the ticket. That is how you tell Hollywood what you want to see, what you want more of, by supporting wonderful Christian films and television that comes out. You're voting, really, with your movie ticket or with watching it on television. And in recent years, I've taken my writing, which I've written 2 books, and now I'm writing screenplays and I'm producing some projects, moving some things down the pipeline. But like you, I just think all of us are here for such a time as this, and we are called in whatever sphere of influence we have to do good and to kind of put a stake in the ground and just say, yeah, we're called to occupy, aren't we? Bible says that we're just to occupy the land, and that's what we're to do. But what do we do when we're thrown a lot of curveballs, or we come up against some really difficult challenges, painful things that happen in life? I just want to encourage you not to give up hope. I've had a lot of problems in my life, a lot of challenges, a lot of things that, you know, at the time we can all go, Lord, what is going on? I thought you promised this. I thought things were going to look this way. And then we have to keep remembering God says, my ways are not your ways. I have a higher way. I have a way leading to your purpose that I've created for you that doesn't look always the way you think it ought to look. He says that for all of us. So how is our response during that time? This last 9 months in my life with Larry, my dear, present, precious husband, Larry, 30 years we've been married. He's healthy as a horse. He is an amazing man of God, worship leader, influencer and mentor and surrogate dad to so many people. And in the matter of several hours, he went from having worked out at CrossFit in October, doing great, to went into septic shock and almost died in a really literally a matter of 3 hours. He almost died. Thus began a very long road 9 months ago where he spent 12 days in ICU. Every doctor specialist came to me shaking his head and saying, you know, he's very sick, which I didn't realize later was code for, we don't believe he's going to make it. But I was able, because as you do, the writer of Hebrews tells us, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, and that we can be unshaken despite our circumstances. And so between me being able to assure them that, yes, I know he's sick, but we have a great God, and we have a number of people and could pull in our little tribe of people who are holding vigil there at the hospital and praying faithfully, and those all over the world. Some of you may have been praying for Larry Myers. And it really turned the tide, and we were able to really see God move in a way that we had not experienced him before. And I'm happy to say that 9 months later, he's still caring for some wounds in his feet that went gangrenous, and they wanted to amputate his feet. But his doctors thankfully said, no, wait, we're going to wait. And there's just one last little toe that is yet to come back that we're still nursing a little bit. But what I want to remind you all about is this. How do you respond during crisis? How do you respond during times where you feel like the enemy is beating down your door and it's right at your heels and is just thwarting you at every moment? You know, we all have circumstances that, you know, where our finances are dire, our relationships disintegrate, we have illness and disease and distress and disillusionment and despair. We can be secure because we have that anchor for the soul that the world doesn't have. During this time with Larry, one of the most profound experiences, he was being shuttled in for emergency heart surgery because he had had a heart attack. And it wasn't real heart attack, but it was the vascular pressors that had constricted the blood flow to everything except for the brain and the heart. But it was causing him distress now. So they were rushing him into an emergency heart surgery. And a dear friend of ours, a worship leader, a wonderful writer also named Joel Kilpatrick, and Jude Brown, who is our adopted daughter, and I were in the ICU room while they're scrambling everywhere, hooking him up to things, getting ready to move the bed, getting him prepped for surgery. And to their credit, they just let us stay there and lay hands on him and pray. And it was the most calm situation. And here's one of the profound things that was prayed. Joel had his hand right above Larry's heart. And do you know what he did? He didn't beg God. We weren't begging God, please save him, save him. Joel began to praise the Lord, to extol his virtues. He said, Jesus, you're magnificent. Lord, you are powerful. You are wonderful. We adore you. We love you. And as he praised him, I whispered in Larry's ear who he was in Christ. And it changed the atmosphere, and God came through in a miraculous way. And I was reminded of Jehoshaphat. Remember that great king who faced all kinds of armies against him, as we do? What did he do? He sent the worshipers out first. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And thank you again for your patience as we're doing this dance back and forth. This is Nancy Stafford again. We're trying to get Ann back in just a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to finish up what I was sharing with you, because I just know that there are a lot of you out there now that whatever hardship, whatever circumstance, whatever difficulty you're going through right now, you just need to be reminded that God sees you, that God is with you, that God is before you, and that even if things seem utterly impossible, we serve a God of possibilities, that he says nothing is impossible with me. And as I was finishing up the story about Larry and how the prayer for him going into that severe surgery was one of praise and expectancy and saying, and our eyes and focus was upon God and who he is, because even if Larry had not made it, it would not have, I love him to death, and it would have shattered me emotionally at the moment, but we also know that there is, we have a kingdom perspective and an eternal perspective, and that even death is not going to shake us so much that we are undone. It's that calm, steady assurance of God's love that's going to sustain us with every trial and impossible situation we face. I mean, I love what Paul writes in Romans. He says, what can possibly separate us from the love of Christ? Think about this. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, you are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For we are convinced that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And in the last couple of minutes I have with you, I would just ask you, what could you add to this list of Paul? What event or circumstance or disappointment or horrible thing in your life could ever drive a wedge between you and your Savior? Will heartache or depression? No. Loneliness, grief, loss, death of a loved one? No. Terminal illness, floods, fires, natural disasters, terrorist atrocities? No. Nothing but nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in the midst of your hard circumstances right this minute, I invite you and urge you, just like King Jehoshaphat did, to send out the praises first. The praise goes first. And then I would speak to you what that good king said to his nation of Israel. He said, have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And my hope and prayer for you as I leave you this morning is just that you would experience and know that deep love of Christ. And again, I pray God's word to you through Paul in Ephesians 3, that you, out of his glorious riches, that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. And I pray for you that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that being rooted and established in his love, may you have the power, together with all of the saints, to grasp how long and wide and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you, dear listener, may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I pray for you all. Thank you, Anne, for having me. I'm sorry we couldn't talk together, but thank you for giving me this time with your precious audience, and look forward to chatting again. God bless you all.
Go ahead, Anne.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. We are one in the spirit, and even if we can't talk, God bless you, dear sister. Remember, her website is www.nancystafford.com. Go on there. But the Lord is using this in a very strange way today to tell us hope is the anchor of our souls. And he's never going to leave us or forsake us. He will always be with us. One day I was walking along so depressed, couldn't get any more depressed. And I suddenly heard this old hymn come in my head. And I said, no, I'm not going to sing that. And then I started, great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father, there is no shadow of and then suddenly I started feeling better. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. And I went on, and great is thy faithfulness. And I wrote a poem about that, and I realized I stopped still. And I realized that, you know, resist the enemy and he will flee. And I wrote a poem, you know, I stumble as I walk in Christ, feeling so low and so on, you know. But then there are times my life seems empty and I wonder what it's for. I feel like such a failure. I just can't take it anymore. Then my mind will start to sing a hymn sent down from above. Depression flees, sorrow leaves, and I'm resurrected by his love. Lord, you're faithful. My heart begins to sing in spite of what I feel. I know you're real and you're king. You're faithful. I choose to trust in you. I know you'll see me through despite the tears, the need of fears. You're faithful. He's faithful, folks. He's faithful. Hold tight to Jesus. He will never leave you or forsake you. Be blessed.